All right, Mitchell Oldenburg, bummer, man, for you. Good ride, for sure. Fourth, I'm sure you would have loved to hold on to that podium.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't really know, man. Just got away from me.
Yeah.
But just thankful to be here after last weekend's crashes.
Well, that's where I was going next. Like, considering all the things that happened, for you to run up in the podium spot and get fourth, that thing could have been a whole lot more serious last week.
Absolutely, and that's the crazy part about it is I've had tip overs the last couple of years and blown my knees out and been out for 6 months and
right.
I cartwheel my brains out and somehow I'm perfectly fine. So thankful to be here and just just need to be better and close it out. Stoked with my team, like we've been working hard and just got to keep plugging away. Or we're getting there, but yep. we're not there yet. So I mean, it's just a matter of time.
I wasn't at the race tonight. I left home after Indy 2, but the track didn't look like much fun. It looked like on TV, almost arena cross-ish.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I actually really enjoyed it. I like they didn't seem to groom much tonight. So okay. That's what I really liked about it. I feel like they've been kind of grooming too much of the track, and it's kind of a freeway at the beginning of our main event, which I'm not a big fan of. I like the chewed up ruts, nasty, you know,
right.
demanding track. So, they seemed to kind of let the track go a little bit much today, which I was a fan of, and just, you know, it is what it is. The same for everybody. I just need to be better.
I haven't talked to you this year on the Muckoff Honda team, but obviously you've been on the Star Yamaha bikes. The Yamaha's a great bike anyways, production, but are you happy with everything going on with the team and the bike and everything else? And I'm guessing you missed the Yamaha a little bit.
Yeah, no, I'm stoked. I think we got a really good bike underneath us, and Jamie Ellis with Twisted Developments built us an incredible engine. I mean, my starts are on point this year. I've only had a few bad ones, so everything's going good. You know, it's hard being in one city for 10 days and not being able to really test during the week. That's kind of been a challenge for us. We've been basically testing on race day,
right?
So that's been tough suspension wise, but we've been making good improvements and making the bike better every week. So it's just need a little more. It's a matter of time, though, but we'll get there. I'm confident in the guys, and we all have the same goal in mind. So, we'll just keep plugging away.
How crazy was last week, man? It was the talk of everything that I was doing, you know, involved with all my shows and everything. You've never seen anything like that, I guess.
Yeah, no, it was crazy to say the least. You know, like I said, I'm just thankful to be safe through that crash, and then the rest of the night was kind of out of our hands. We kind of, obviously everyone knows the story, so.
Yeah. Were you super pissed? Were you, like, able to focus kind of? Like, was it, like, were you able to calm down in time for the main and everything?
You know, I feel like I was the most calm about it. I mean, what are we going to do? I thought there was no chance they would let me race the main, so I was like, you know, it's kind of pointless being here, but we fought hard, and AMA was, you know, gracious enough to let us race the main event. Mm-hmm. You know, do I agree with it? No. I thought there was no way in hell. I thought, you know, it's either not let me race the main event and piss me off, or let me race the main event and piss everyone off.
Right.
So I
was
like, there's no way they're letting me race. And then, sure enough, they let me. And unfortunately, we had that mechanical. But, you know, it is what it is. It's in the past now. We're going to move forward and just count our blessings.
Cool. Right on. Well, thanks for doing this, man. And I'm glad you're all right. And we'll see you in Orlando. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.